True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. 301-230-0980. Before I get into why you should not, let me repeat, not, worry about Ted Leonsis running the Nationals like he runs the Wizards and why that is a fallacy. Before we get into that, take some calls. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Jay in Columbia. What's up, Jay? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Hey, good. Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah. Hey, so I guess I'm curious why you're couching kind of his Wizards experience, because I think that's completely relevant to why people don't want him
So let me just give you like a brief highlight or two, because it's a fair question. I haven't really, you know, said it much today, but I've said it in the past. So I look at owners and say Ted Leonsis and the Wizards, he has made plenty of mistakes. If that's what we're talking about, you can have a reasonable fear that he would make plenty of mistakes with the baseball team, right? Fair. He has made plenty of mistakes. What he hasn't done is show me one inkling, one sliver that he doesn't care about the Washington Wizards, which is a common criticism, especially compared to the Washington Capitals. I think that's totally unfair. I think... way unfair. You're right. If we're talking about, hey, man, I hope he doesn't make the same mistakes he's made with the Wizards, because he's made plenty of them. That's fair. The other part of it, in my opinion, is not fair. I don't know how you see it, but I'm going to let you respond to that.
Yeah, so I'm going to push back a little bit, because I think when you talk about how much somebody cares, I think it's taken Ted just shy of a lifetime to figure out that he doesn't know actually what he doesn't know. I think he's thought, I'm the smartest guy in the room, and that's in the tech room, in the sports room, whatever room it is, which isn't true. And it's taken Ted decades to figure out, oh, I need to put the people in place to do the job and let me stand back and be the owner. And let the pros do their jobs. It's taken him decades to do that. So I put that in the same category of caring, because Ted's ego wouldn't allow him to do that in the first place.
Well, let me push back on that just for 1 second, though. Did he not empower? Now, here's where he made the mistake. He empowered Ernie Grunfeld. That's the mistake.
That was a joke.
And he kept empowering Ernie Grunfeld. That's the mistake.
And that was a joke.
But that doesn't come from not caring. I think that's just Ted being loyal.
Shepard and the league, the other GMs in the league, fleeced both those guys for decades. The Wizards have been lapped. And so you have to ask yourself, with that same mentality, and you transpose that over to the Nationals organization,
right,
that's not a recipe for success.
Let me ask you this about Tommy Shepard. Did they not make a pretty good trade for Kyle Kuzma?
They did make a pretty good trade, and I will give him credit for the way that they were able to get rid of John Wall,
yes,
and to get Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
But they also,
which then
Johnny
spun
Davis
into
in the
Kyle,
round,
right,
which they had no business doing.
Understood.
Johnny's playing in Uzbekistan now.
Understood. Tommy made a mistake with that. There's no doubt about that. But I guess the Westbrook for Wall thing was a stroke of genius. Then Russ Westbrook had a pretty good year, led them to the first round of the playoffs, but he wanted to go back home. So, all right, you can spin that into different resources, right?
So they
got Kuzma, who then.
Here's the death knell, though. The no trade clause, Bradley Beal.
Understood.
Extension,
but that's. But is that
happened.
Stupidity
that,
or is that,
that
loyalty?
To go at the very top of the list,
right?
Because the repercussions of that contract are now, thankfully, not in the hands of the Wizards. It's in the hands of the Suns.
Understood, Jay. But let me ask you, answer this, Jay.
Jay,
take a timeout. Let me ask you this. Is that stupidity or is that loyalty?
I think it was total stupidity.
Okay, I think it's loyalty.
I mean, anyone in the Washington market would tell you that Bradley Beal was a good player on a bad team.
Yeah.
He was padding points. The guy played no defense. He was lackluster. He never made it through more than a half of a season, and when you see him playing with the Suns now, that their rookie bench players are outperforming him from a minutes and points standpoint.
Totally agree. So, but that's loyalty, and you could argue that it was, I mean, it was a terrible, terrible, terrible decision. I don't think anybody would disagree. But that's loyalty as opposed to me, being ignorant or reckless or...
So, Chris, let me ask you this. In this world of loyalty, how do you think Mike Malone and Calvin Booth are feeling today?
That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, at the end of the day, you've got a fifth-place team in the Nuggets. Both those guys get fired.
That's fair.
So this isn't a business of feel good. This is the business of results.
You know, I can't argue with you there. What I can say,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You have to be able to divide smart business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half of that. So, listen, I know you're waiting on other callers.
No, you make some good points. I'd rather talk to you. Trust me.
Here's the other thing that concerns me when you talk about loyalty. This is the same guy that was so loyal that he was going to move the team out of D.C.
Well, so here's the thing. Okay, clearly, again, that was a mistake. Ultimately, the way it went down, but I. And again, maybe I'm wearing rose-colored glasses. I understood why he did that. And it was because Washington, D.C. was too busy trying to sleep with the Commanders and thought Ted had been loyal for years and years and years. Oh, he's not going to go anywhere. I mean, this has happened in other cities. It happened with the Cleveland Browns, right? The original Cleveland Browns.
Right.
You know, where these cities say, ah, they're not going to go. Ah, we don't have to treat them with any kind of respect, any kind of dignity. We don't have to help them. We don't have to do this. So he left. He left. But he was going 4 miles away, right? I mean, it's not like he was going to Richmond, for God's sakes, or Virginia Beach, or to Baltimore,
yeah,
even.
It was the way he did it, though, Chris. He did it in the veil. He was
sure.
Hoping to do it under the veil of secrecy.
But we don't know what he was telling Muriel Bowser and her lieutenants all along, right? I mean, clearly he was itching for help, right? And for a solution, and for a movement long-term. And ultimately... Again, I put that in the mistake as opposed to arrogance, incompetence, however you want to describe that. Now, you don't want an owner making too many mistakes, right? So to your point, Jay, too many mistakes ruins a lot of things. And I'm with you. I understand that. But even like with the Wizards, okay, if we talk about Wall and Beal and paying them and this and Porzingis and Kuzma and this trade and Russell Westbrook and that, they have tried. They have put in an effort. They have not been successful. And then finally he said, you know what? Okay, trying to win 40 games and squeeze it, not working. Let's try it this way. And for him to make that kind of sacrifice, granted, too late or way later than ideal, for him to make that kind of sacrifice costs him a lot of money. So I again, too late, but I give him some credit for doing that, which everybody says is the only way you can win in the NBA. Good call, though. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go to Lap in D.C. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up, Lappy?
Good segment as always, Matt.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Matt, Ted, I don't have a problem with him being the owner of the Nationals. I mean, he's a good, you know, businessman, and he, you know what I'm saying, he knows the area well. It wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, I'm kind of disliking him a little bit as much as I did Daniel Snyder, and that's only because we're not winning as a franchise. I mean, the Caps and the Mystics, of course, won. But the Wizards, man, this is a basketball town, and we can't even get a win. Shoot, we'll take Ernie Grunfeld right now. I mean, we did go to the playoffs like 7 times. We would take that right now. I mean, the way this team is playing is trash. And I think Ted needs to make a trade with Josh Harris, man. Give him the Sixers, and Josh Harris get the Wizards, man. He can turn that thing around, but It's really sad when you're a fan of a team and they're not doing it. And another thing, Rooster.
Let me jump in and ask you though this, okay?
I'm gonna let you do that.
Hang tight. I just want to ask you this, okay? I understand and I hear the frustration and the hurt, but do you feel them doing what they've done over the last 2 years with the Wizards is the right approach, or do you have a ultimate problem with the approach that they finally surrendered to, meaning the total rebuild and the total detonation, if you will? Do you have a problem with what they decided to do 2 years ago when they hired Wenger and Dawkins?
No, I don't have a problem with it, but I mean, we have to see some improvement.
Understood.
And some growth.
Understood.
Yeah, I'm good. Now.
You didn't see enough improvement. That's fair.
Right. And it's no development of our players or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to see, you know, a good competitive product on the field, even if we don't got the players that we want. We're not going to get a Kevin Durant or anybody to want to come here. So we're going to have to develop our young players. So that's the thing. And this was my last point, Bruce, that I was going to say. I don't want to hear like, oh, well, these are billionaires. You know, their investments in these stadiums is more than just a team. But when you buy a team, you expect your team to win as well as the other businesses that associated with that team. So if I'm a business owner, I want my team to win, too, as well as me making money. See, Ted has been making money for years and all of his business ventures, you know what I'm saying? But if you got one side of the equation, especially with the Wizards not doing nothing, like, that's just sad to me, you know what I'm saying? And you've seen what the Commanders are doing, you know what I'm saying? That still means something. That still resonates with fans. And we want to see that, and we deserve that. You know, we need a championship with the Wizards here in another 5-10 years, man. We need that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So
good call.
I
understand your frustration, Lap. I'm gonna let you run, but I have something to counter some of that, if not all of that. And it's something that the previous caller brought up. I'll do that in just a little bit, but first I want to get Jonesy aboard here to let him weigh in. Jonesy?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest and tell you the truth, man. This is what I want to go with.
Ted versus the learners, man, he's still better. I'm sorry. He just did. Yeah, he's still trying with the Wizards. Yeah, he's made a bunch of mistakes. But at least the thing about it is he came out and he even said that, and he's owning up to it, and he's trying to fix the Wizards. It's going to take some time, but he's doing it finally the right way. To me, he got my attention when he finally got rid of Ernie Grunfeld, because that was an anchor of a problem at one point, too. I'm sorry. He just was. And you couldn't keep that around if you're trying to pretty much put a real deal foundation of a team together,
mm-hmm.
or even build a team around a star, if you will, if you get it. But he's finally going in the right direction with it. And yeah, is it going to take some time? Yes, it is. It's going to take some time, but I see it getting there. You know, hopefully we get the draft pick thing straight. And, well, we might get the number one ball. Who knows? But the learners, they're terrible, man. I mean, they let stars walk out the door left, right, and center.
Right.
That's
right.
The one thing I would say, Ted. Don't,
exactly. And that's a thing that fans care about, right? Whether you win or lose, whether it's a good plan or not, again, that's a different element, but there is no financial investment or fight from the Nationals and from the learners,
exactly.
especially post-COVID, right? Why?
Right.
Because, excuse me, they let their other business dictate how they run the Nationals.
Exactly.
Ted, whatever you want to say about Ted, and he has made plenty of mistakes, Ted has never not paid people, period. Period. He pays everyone. Everyone. Except for Barry Trotz. But that was a different story. That was the general manager, too. You know?
Look at Ovi.
Yes. Well, it's not just, I mean, it's not just Ovi. It's Kuznetsov. It's this guy. It's Tom Wilson twice. It's Backstrom. It's Oshie. It's John Carlson. It's Braden Holtby. I mean, it's everybody.
Exactamundo.
Yeah.
And yes, he will do the Wizards.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
I still got to look at Trey Turner in a Phillies uniform.
Yes, yes. Well, you got to look at Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber. Now, Schwarber's a little bit different, but to your point, yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. Thank you, Jonesy. I got to run 218 on the Team 980. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with Lou, who I'm sure wants to agitate me and tell me how crazy I am. 301-230-0980. Again, we're not so much litigating over Ted Leonsis and his management of the Wizards. We know it has not worked. I dispute the fact that he doesn't care about the Wizards. That, to me, is preposterous and absurd. Again, we can argue that. What we also are trying to fold in is why some of you don't want him to own the Nationals. Is it too much of a flex, a monopoly? Is it because you think he's done such an incompetent job with the Wizards that you don't want that to become the Nationals? And I don't quite get that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let me give you a couple of replies from my tweet, X post, whatever, about an hour ago. Less than an hour ago. When I said, you know, I'm totally cool with this. It's way better than the current situation. Yes, Ted and fam want to make money. We acknowledge that. There isn't an owner, including Josh Harris, that doesn't want to make money. But I said, the Lowenstein family care about the fabric of Washington, D.C., and they pay their top talent. I said, some of you don't want this. Here's the number to call. All right. 301-230-0980, by the way. We've been taking some calls. So my buddy Kevin Stanfield, who's done some media stuff, said, same dude that wouldn't resign the coach that took the Caps to the Cup, the same dude that had Ernie Grunfeld superglued as the Wizards GM, thanks, but no thanks. I'll attack that in a sec. Boonsta says, I'm all for it. I do think Ted needs to right a wrong and get Rob Carlin a Stanley Cup ring. Yeah, I didn't love that whole situation. Rob's a good guy. I don't know exactly what happened there, but, you know, it was a tough-ass business, man. Roman says, all in for it. He's loyal to people and gives them the resources to succeed. Even though the Wizards have been bad, he has still spent money on players to try and right the ship. And that's what I think people forget. And that's why I take umbrage with, yes, he has done a bad job with the Wizards, ultimately. Overall, they have not had enough success. But it's not for a lack of caring or trying. It's been the wrong approach way too often than the right approach. But to me, that is different than caring. Right? That's one. Two, as far as Kevin's point about not re-signing Barry Trotz, it is true that Ted Leonsis could have said, we are not letting Barry Trotz go, one. Two, for zero compensation to an in-division team. That decision, from what I know, was largely made by the general manager, Brian McClellan, now the president of hockey operations. Yes, Ted could have overruled him. Yes. But how do you overrule somebody that just helped you win a Stanley Cup? Right? They didn't handle that right. Another mistake. There have been mistakes on the hockey side. You remember Martin Erat for Philip Forsberg? Yeah. But it's not Ted just saying, I don't want to pay a head coach. Let Barry Trotz go. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. That's not, as far as I know, what happened. Now, again, Ted could have done more. That's a mistake on his end. But the way I understand it, largely that was Brian McClellan's decision to move on from Barry Trotz which he was trying to do because he was worried about the message being too tired. And he was grooming Todd Reirden. To me, that's like 80% on Brian McClellan. And maybe 15% on Ted. And 5% on Barry, maybe. Because Barry could have stayed if he really wanted to. All right. So, that's that. We will get to more of you on the phones, 301-230-0980. I just wanted to kind of reset what we're talking about, give you some social media feedback, because, again, I agree with Roman. I don't agree with Kevin. And Boonstam, right in there with you. And I, again, don't know enough about the Rob Carlin situation and exactly what happened there, but I like Rob, so and Rob's doing a thing at the University of Maryland, so support him that way. All right, let's take the time out. Let's do the trending alert so we stay on time here. And away we go on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is day one of the Masters, as you've been hearing with our reports. And Scottie Scheffler, of course, the odds-on favorite and defending champion, is certainly hunting on this day one down in Augusta National. But he's not in the lead. A full update coming up in just a couple of minutes from Augusta National. And Masters today on the Team 980 tonight at 11 o'clock late night. So there you go with that. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson is saying that not only is he coming back and that he believes in himself, but he is using the fuel of all the doubters to drive him, realizing that nobody really believes in him. And he says, quote, "I know I'm going to be way better than before." Some of that is being driven by his own owner, Jimmy Haslam, who just a few days ago said the trade for Watson was a quote-unquote big swing and a miss. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong on that. The Capitals back in action tonight. 7:30 puck drop, 7:15 the coverage over on The Fan and the Odyssey app. On this Thursday night, the Carolina Hurricanes are in town. Chance to lock up the Eastern Conference for Washington. Of course, if you missed our interview with, who did we have on yesterday? Brandon Duhane. My brain. Brandon Duhane. I'm getting old. Brandon Duhane, make sure you check out the podcast at theteam980.com and, of course, always on the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AMAC, you bad, bad boy, you! You want to just tell the people what happened? Now you have no choice. Or yeah. Do you not want to comment?
No, we can comment. All you right. know, we can talk about it. I'm all sure right. that the people in D.C. and surrounding mm-hmm. states know this pain. But I just looked out the window
yep.
and saw a pink and white slip of paper on my windshield.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Don't!
Yeah.
That would be called a parking ticket?
Yeah, parking ticket. We've all been there, right?
Do you have a history of parking tickets?
No, because okay. I usually don't come to D.C., mm-hmm. and if I do, I know where to park. Okay. It's like, you know, weekends and nights, it's usually not as bad yeah. when getting ticket.
Although during Nationals games and all day, here's the problem.
Yeah.
For those in the Navy Yard area, when the Nationals play at like 4 o'clock, it's an all day thing that the parking is really enforced and restricted and elevated.
Mm.
It's not, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mm. when the window of the game is. Mm-hmm. It's all day.
All day.
Where you have to pay elevated parking prices. So unless you're paying, you know, Spot Hero or Park Mobile or whatever, or in a garage or whatever, obviously it's a problem. Now, the Nationals aren't playing today. They're in Miami tomorrow night, but they traveled to Miami after the game last night.
Thank God.
But you parked on the street,
yeah,
which I presume without paying a meter. Is that
yeah.
what you did?
Yeah, yeah, I normally do that, you know.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air. Maybe there's like a cop who's like listening and
yeah.
he's like, I'm going to patrol this area extra yeah. hard now. But yeah.
But we don't want to give away any trade secrets because we want our people to be, as protected as possible. But I will say this. I got to say this. And I say this to Linnell and anybody else. And I say it to myself. I don't want to pay $240 a month to park underneath this building.
Mm-mm.
I think it's absurd.
Yeah.
But I do it because I already have enough stress to deal with in terms of my commute, which is 3 hours round trip.
Yeah.
And a lot of dingbats and a lot of knuckleheads and a lot of dopes. Okay? And I see them all the time, constantly. And I constantly fear for my life. I don't want that extra stress of finding a parking spot,
mm-hmm.
the meter running out,
yeah.
or am I going to get a ticket or towed? I can't have any more stress in my life than I already do.
Mm.
So that's how I justify it, as much as I hate doing it.
Yeah.
Now, you're only here a couple of days a week, so it really doesn't make sense for you.
And this is only the second time I've gotten a parking ticket. Yeah. The reason I don't pay, and again, listen, I take care of my business usually. Yeah. I'm a responsible young man, I like to think. Yes, you are. But there was one time I went to pay. It was during the Nats game, and it was like $25.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not paying that.
The prices are elevated on game day because they know the garages are elevated on game day. So there, but it's not just, hey, the Nationals play. I believe, I could be wrong, maybe this changed this year, but like as of last year, right, the Nationals play at 7:05 or 6:45 is when their home games start, right? It's, I believe, from like 7 o'clock in the morning all the way through to like 11 o'clock at night, it is that elevated parking charge, not the normal parking charge for the meters. Yeah. It's the elevated. So they're charging you, like if you had to come in here for a meeting at 8 o'clock, you get here at 7:45. From 7:45 to whenever you check out, 9:15, just say it's an hour meeting. They're charging you like $20. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So even though that has nothing to do with the Nationals game, which I think is holistically and totally unfair.
Up. Yeah. But this is how I justify me not paying. I feel like, okay, the ticket will probably be around $50.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of times I haven't paid probably equals up to $50.
No, that's fair. Is that just that? Because I don't know if I've ever gotten a parking ticket around here, or do they jack up, like, you know how they do the service fees on tickets, like sports tickets and concert tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten other tickets, like, it's been a long time, knock on wood, since I got a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a speeding ticket in like Prince William County, Manassas, coming home from a Redskins game one time, or a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $75 for the violation. And then they charged me like an extra $45 in service fees. Is that how they do it here or no?
I just got one too much. I don't remember it being too much. Now, speeding tickets are another animal.
Okay.
Speeding tickets.
So speeding are, different than parking.
Yeah, speeding tickets are, you're paying $100 at least.
Okay.
But I don't know if the parking is that bad.
All right.
I'll find out soon and report back.
You will. You will. We expect the full report the next time you're with us. Or you can just text me because you kind of have my number. So, you know, we'll figure it out. All right. Let's get to Lou. Let's wrap up this conversation. Again, I don't look, Ted Leonsis is clearly better than the Lerner family. I don't worry like you guys worry about the whole Wizards thing. I know he has tried. I know the effort has been there. I know the commitment has been there. They've made wrong decisions, and that is a problem. But that can happen. They've made some wrong decisions again with the Capitals. But they've been bailed out, and they've been better at executing the NHL game plan than the NBA game plan. And for those of you that said, well, the Wizards and Ted should have gone to a complete rebuild 6 years ago, no, no. The object is to make the playoffs. They won 35 games in each of the last 2 years before Winger and Dawkins got here. The reason why they only won 35 games in each of those 2 years is because Kuzma, is because Porzingis, and because Beal could not stay healthy. Now, you can argue that they should have known that. Yeah. But how do you plan for all three of those guys to constantly break down? I mean, you could say they've got an injury history. Yes. Bradley Beal had an injury history his first couple of years in the league, then went for like 5 years playing almost every game. How do you plan for that? That's why they only won 35 games in each of those 2 years. They won 34 in 2020 and 2021. That was the year with Westbrook and Beal and all that, and they made the playoffs and lost in the first round to Philadelphia and so on. All right. That was a weird year, you know, coming out of COVID and all that stuff. They won 25 games the year before that. Maybe you can argue That's when they should have hit the detonator. They were trying to be competitive. They were trying to make the playoffs. Would you rather them not give a hoot? Would you rather them not give a damn? Like it seems like the Nationals ownership did for years. Quite honestly, since 2020. Would you rather that? Or would you rather a team try? And granted, be unsuccessful, but try. And the reason why they won 25 games is because John Wall was hurt. But before that, if you look at the 2017-2018 season, they won 43 games. Lost in the first round of the playoffs. 2016-2017, they won 49 games. Lost in the conference semis, were an injury, again, away from making it to the conference finals. That was Wall again. Won 41 games, 46 games, 44 games the year before that. When did you want Ted to just completely clear the deck? Again, the only spot that was kind of legitimate was after the 2019-2020 season. But that's when they decided to trade John Wall for Russell Westbrook. I thought that was worth it. Sorry, I'd rather make the playoffs than not make the playoffs. I'd rather make the playoffs than win 15 games a year. Some of you would rather win 15 games a year for 5 years. That's not me. And that shouldn't be you, but some of you are convinced that that's the only way. It might be the best way, might be. No guarantees. But it's not the only way at all. So this fallacy that Ted's never done anything with the Wizards, never gotten it right, all this stuff. Even Ernie Grunfeld put together some teams that were at least competitive. Now, Ernie overall, obviously, was not good enough and made some terrible decisions. But still, when they had health, which they have not had, even now, Koulibaly, he missed the final 6 weeks of last regular season. Going to miss the final 6 weeks of this regular season. The number one problem for the Wizards has not been a lack of caring, a lack of commitment, a lack of interest, a lack of a clue from the Leonsis family. It's been injuries. And they've made other mistakes, which have kind of combined into a vicious storm. It's not because Ted cares more about the Capitals than he does the Wizards. He's had a generational player, the greatest goal scorer of all time, stay healthy, and then built a team around that. You don't think Alex Ovechkin's health up until this year, missing 16 games or whatever it was, you don't think that helped? You don't think that kept the Capitals from taking a swan dive? I mean, if you don't think that, then you don't know the reality. All right, let's get to Lou, see what he's got to say. What's up, Lou?
Chris, man, what's happening, man?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. All right, let me get this out the way first. Okay, I think Ted cares about what goes in his bank account more than what he cares about the teams. Because you could say, I know you've been trying to defend him about the Barry Trotz thing. I mean, that's just, you give him 15%, he's the owner of the team, and you blame it on the GM? Like, that don't make any sense.
The GM made that decision. He had been planning that decision all along.
But Chris, as a fan, like a guy who brought us a cup, and what for the first time
right.
since the guy owned the
right.
team,
Ted should have stepped in and said, "Listen, there's no way we let Barry Trotz go. We have to figure this out." Ted screwed up. I'm not saying Ted didn't make a mistake, but that decision, as far as I know, by and large, again, they'll never publicly admit it, was made because Brian McClellan was ready to move on several times from Barry Trotz and wanted and was grooming Todd Reirden.
move on and bounce in the first round just like they did the past 15 season. I mean, that's what he liked. He liked being in the playoff and make that first round. I mean, well, make the playoff in the first round and bounce and go to the offseason not knowing what to add for the weaknesses for their team. Because they could have won a bunch of championships if this guy decided either, you know, care about the team more, adding what their weakness is, adding some, you know, players in the trading deadline or in the off season. Yet he didn't care. He cared about what goes in his bank.
Wait a second. How do you say they didn't make additions? Did they make the right additions? Ultimately, no.
Because they made addition. Like the guy you named, Martin Erath. Like, who cares about that guy? Like, come on, man.
What do you mean, who cares about that guy? Almost everybody thought that was a good trade at the time.
Man, come on, Chris, man.
You have a short-sighted memory. When things don't work out, you're ready to just hammer people. When things work out, you're okay. I mean, you got to make these decisions in real time.
Chris, I'm going based on what this team has accomplished for the past 20 years. If not for Ovi, this guy, he'd be the second coming of Dan Snyder. We probably boycott everything that he owns around here.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's
Chris,
way too much.
Don't, come on, Chris.
That's absurd.
I'm being honest. Like, I know you try to put.
You're being honest, but you're wrong.
How am I wrong? Like, how do you lose in the first round every other year and yet you don't try to add on?
How have they not tried to add on is my question.
They never did.
What do you mean?
They're
constantly reshaping the roster. They're constantly trying to look for the right. It's a hard salary. Lou, listen, you have strong opinions, but you're out of your mind. You don't have any proper perspective. Put that in your pipe and smoke it on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. That was the longest break known in the history of radio kind. Sorry about that. We just got these Masters updates and, you know, all that good stuff. Stay with us. Be patient. Hour number three straight ahead. I just went into the kitchen, AMAC. You went to elsewhere. I ran into B-Mitch, and much like his co-host, J.P. Finley, they were busting my chops about being a degenerate dollar gambler. They saw that I won $13 total net on two separate Florida Gators to win the NCAA championship bets, but I only bet a dollar on each of those bets. And their argument is, oh, you got to put at least $10, $10, whatever. This way you actually win some real money. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm good. Sure, yeah. I would have loved to have won more. I wouldn't have loved to have lost $10 for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I also put a dollar on this, which is never going to turn out. A top five finish, a two-leg parlay at the Masters for Xander Schauffele and Max Homa. Both have to finish in the top five. I got it at plus 10,400. So on a dollar bet, I would win $105. AMAC, if that happens, I'm taking you out to lunch.
Let's do it.
I just said it right here. Document it. Write it down on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.